In today's news headlines, Democratic members of Congress on Monday unveiled new sweeping legislation to reform police practices at the federal level, responding to mass sustained protests around the nation against racist police brutality. Announcing the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained what the bill would do.
Remove barriers to prosecuting police misconduct and covering damages by addressing the qualified immunity doctrine. It will demilitarize the police by limiting the transfer of military weaponry to state and local police departments. It will combat police brutality by requiring body and dashboard cameras, banning chokeholds, no-knock warrants in drug cases, and end racial profiling. We'll finally make lynching, Mr. Hoyer, a federal hate crime.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explaining the details of the Justice Policing Act of 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has pledged to introduce a Senate version of the bill, sponsored by Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. It remains to be seen if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will allow any discussion on the bill, let alone a vote. Protests continued in cities across the U.S. and even the world over the weekend, attracting huge numbers of people on the streets demanding a change in American policing. Los Angeles witnessed its largest march since the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd, with an estimated 20,000 people on the streets of Hollywood on Sunday. Although police presence was minimal at that protest, the Los Angeles Police Department, which has killed more people than any other department nationwide, has come under fire for violently responding to earlier protests. After Black Lives Matter Los Angeles, together with the ACLU, sued the LAPD over the issue, the city has now announced it will not criminally prosecute any protesters arrested during the marches. In Seattle, Washington, an armed man drove into a crowd of protesters, shot one person, and walked among people gathered, brandishing his gun. He was arrested by Seattle police shortly after. Seattle City Council member Kshama Sawant has demanded that Mayor Jenny Durkan resign over the city's police response to the protests. And in Minneapolis, where George Floyd's killing sparked this latest chapter of protests, a veto-proof majority of city council members pledged to disband the Minneapolis Police Department. Mayor Jacob Frey has expressed his opposition to the measure and was booed by protesters while attending a rally against police brutality. Those are Minneapolis protesters yelling shame, shame at Mayor Jacob Frey. In Washington, D.C., where the liberal Mayor Muriel Bowser ordered the words Black Lives Matter to be painted across two blocks in front of the White House, protesters are also disappointed. The D.C. chapter of Black Lives Matter denounced the gesture, calling it, quote, a performative distraction from the mayor's inaction and efforts to counter BLMDC's, quote, demands to decrease the police budget and invest in community. On Saturday, activists added their own message to the street art, Black Lives Matter equals defund the police. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has announced that he will be withdrawing National Guard troops from the nation's capital. Reuters reports that Trump, at one point, considered deploying 10,000 active duty military to D.C. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr continued to defend his decision to violently clear Lafayette Square a week ago for Trump's church front photo op. Despite all evidence showing the protesters were peaceful, Barr insisted they were not and accused the media of lying. Washington, D.C. has been the site of some of the most powerful protests, and now activists are using a tall black fence that Trump erected around the White House as the walls of an impromptu political art exhibit. Activists are hanging their signs up on the fence in what one journalist called, quote, a crowd-sourced memorial wall. The New York Times' editor James Bennett has resigned after his paper's staff and readers denounced his decision to run a provocative op-ed by Republican Senator Tom Cotton that effectively called on the government to wage war on its people. Several high-profile commentators had denounced the op-ed as fascist. Meanwhile, a new poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC found that a huge majority of Americans, 80%, feel the country is out of control. Nearly 60% are more concerned about the violence of police than of protesters. And the Washington Post, which began tracking police killings since 2015, showed that in spite of a huge focus on police reforms and spending on training programs to reduce force, police have killed a remarkably consistent number of people each year, on average about 1,000 per year. Among the protesters in Washington, D.C. on Sunday was GOP Senator Mitt Romney, the first Republican from his government body to openly express support for the protests. Speaking to one reporter, this is what Romney said while marching.
We need a voice against racism. We need many voices against racism and against brutality. We need to stand up and say that Black Lives Matter.
Mitt Romney also made news over the weekend for joining fellow high-profile Republicans George W. Bush and Colin Powell in announcing that he wouldn't vote for Trump in November. A new CNN poll shows Trump rival Joe Biden with a 14-point lead, a result that Trump has tried to downplay as fake. Biden, for his part, has not made it easy for voters to distinguish between him and Trump and has announced that his campaign will not be supporting the increasingly popular demand to defund police departments. In other election news, those states that expanded voting by mail in the recent primary elections saw a large surge in turnout, a trend that Trump has openly railed against. In news of the coronavirus pandemic, the latest death toll in the United States has surpassed 110,000. The Wall Street Journal on Monday reported that rural America has been hard hit by COVID-19, particularly with large families that live together. A new study estimated that the early and strict lockdowns of states this spring likely prevented 60 million cases of infections worldwide. And in the economic aspect of the pandemic, the New York Times analyzed the financial filings of big hospitals that got bailout funds from the government and found that the CEOs of those institutions rewarded themselves with millions of dollars in compensation while laying off workers. Wichita State University Tech canceled a commencement speech by Trump's daughter Ivanka after students and faculty complained. Ms. Trump had recorded the speech and released it to the public in defiance, claiming that she had been a victim of, quote, cancel culture. The hashtag #ByIvanka began trending on Twitter. Black Lives Matter protests are continuing to spread globally, and one of the most prominent events took place in Bristol, southwest England, when activists tore down the 150-year-old statue of a slave trader. They later pushed the statue into the Bristol harbor. Thousands of people marched in front of their U.S. embassies in London and Spain over the weekend. CommonDreams.org reports that protests over Floyd's killing have also taken place at U.S. embassies in France, Mexico, Jamaica, and Ireland in recent days. And that does it for our news headlines today.